Well, I'm tired and so weary, but I must go along till the Lord comes and calls me away. Where the morning is bright and the Lamb is the light, and the night, night is as fair as the day. There will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me, oh Lord, I pray. There'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble I see. There will be peace in the valley for me. Well, the flowers will be blooming and the grass will be green and the skies will be clear and serene. Where the sun ever beams in this valley of dreams, and no clouds there will ever be seen. There will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me, oh Lord, I pray. There'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble I see. There will be peace in the valley for me. Well, the bear will be gentle and the wolf will be tame, and the lion shall lay down by the lamb. And the beast from the wild shall be led by a child, and I'll be changed from this creature that I am. There will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me, oh Lord, I pray. There'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble I see.
Welcome to Mama Joyce's Messages of Hope, where each week you will find yourself feeling loved, inspired, and encouraged in your life. Mama Joyce's Messages of Hope will place a smile on your face and warm the cockles of your heart. Tune in each week, Saturday evenings at 7 p.m. Pacific Time on Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the show tonight, everyone. It's a special show of music tonight, and I'm promoting HopeMill.com with Pearl Huber. I want to welcome everybody. We don't have the chat room tonight, but we have the switchboard, which is 1-347-850-1527. And we also can type in Mama Joyce Messages of Hope on blogtalkradio.com, and listen on your computer and also listen in the archives. I just want to welcome everybody tonight. And I know tomorrow's Valentine's Day, and some people don't have a Valentine. But you know what? We should have Valentine's Day every day. We should love one another and help each other and learn to forgive and celebrate Valentine's Day every day and be kind and notice around you the people who might be hurting or alone, elderly, and be a blessing to them. You know, make time to listen to them, love them, and meet needs that they may have that you're in a position to help. So once again, I want to just thank all of you for coming tonight, and I would like to make some announcements, and then we'll get on with the show. First of all, I would like to ask you to please support Blog Talk Radio. They have premium services at reasonable prices. And help others like Mama Joyce to get their messages out to the public and have shows that help others stay informed of world events, as well as ways to help yourself and others. Sign up for a free month to test it out and tell all your friends as well. It's fun and easy and a great venue to network and connect with people from around the world. Also, Mama Joyce promotes Chaplain Steve with www.SanDiegoWorkplaceChaplains.com. He was a former hospital chaplain with a master's degree in theology. Chaplain Steve can help your loved ones through life's challenges. You can contact Chaplain Steve at 1-800-539-6143 or visit him at www.SanDiegoWorkplaceChaplains.com. Also, I'd like you to support in prayer and whatever donations you can make to HopeMill.com, who help our precious veterans and homeless who are on the streets. Check out HopeMill.com and more about that wonderful organization in a few minutes. Of course, the one who does my intro is Matt. MattSpeaking.com. He does wonderful voiceovers. You can check out his wonderful website. And, of course, my website, AngelOfLoveMinistry.com. And the links are at the top of the page. And if you visit it, go ahead and sign up on my guest book and let me know that you've been there. Love to hear from you. Mama Joyce also... Also, I want to promote WoundedWarriorProject.org, NoKidHungry.org, and NDVets.org, which is New Directions Who Help Our Precious Veterans. I want very much to promote these people who I love, and of course, our California firefighters, all the firefighters who put their lives on the line each and every day, and our veterans and our military we hold up also today. So having shared that with you tonight, once again, I want to just thank you for coming tonight, and I hope you'll tell your friends and all your loved ones about Mama Joyce Messages of Hope. And we're going to start off by letting you know about HopeMill.com. You know, there's a lot of people who wonder why the reasons for these precious ones to become homeless, and they give them a type of stereotype, you know, a mindset that they shouldn't get any help, and they checked out of life, and all different kinds of reasons to be unkind or not help them. But some of the reasons are poverty, job loss, foreclosures, evictions, domestic violence, lack of health care and support services, lack of affordable housing, skyrocketing prices for everything from groceries to gasoline, and goes on. And they have difficulties in finding employment, and it could be compounded due to lack of residential address to put on the job application, maybe no phone number or a potential employer to call for an interview, maybe not having access to showers or hygiene products or clean clothes to present well at the interview, or lack of transportation. Each person has their own story to tell, and Hope Mill was formed out of a commitment to help those who find themselves homeless. We provide food and other basic necessities along with a message of hope and an affirmation that people care. That's why Mama Joyce loves HopeMill.com so much, is because they reach out and they help people in the community and the surrounding areas. They began by filling backpacks with essential care items and distributing them to homeless persons on the streets in Southern California. Now, in addition to street distributions, our volunteers carefully put together backpacks for men, women, and children and deliver them to the local missions and shelters where they are distributed to those in need. All items are new and carefully chosen to address fundamental needs for personal care, as well as a comfort item or two. And they are, Hope Mill is a 501c3 nonprofit volunteer corporation funded entirely by private donations. That's why, folks, if you could go to HopeMill.com, check out how you could become involved. It doesn't always take money, you know, but maybe your time, or maybe you have some supplies. Some of the things that they really need are backpacks and hygiene, stuff like shampoo and conditioner, lip balm, deodorant, lotion, washcloth, a toothbrush and toothpaste and floss, the hygiene products. If you could donate some of those, it'd be great. Those have to be brand new, though, not used. You know, I don't think anybody would give used toothbrushes and stuff, but I thought I would mention that. Bless your hearts. And antibacterial wipes and disposable razors, cotton swabs, and in clothing, the men's cotton crew socks and cotton socks for children, and adult t-shirts, extra large preferred. They also need baseball caps and warm scarves. And go check them out on HopeMill.com. They are located at 16133 Ventura Boulevard, Suite 650 in Encino, 91436. Their number is 818-201-9464. And the director and CEO is Pearl Huber. So please check them out. Support them and tell all your friends, your churches. You can hold fundraisers and get the supplies they need, soaps and toothbrushes and socks, all different kinds of things. Hold fundraisers and then donate them to HopeMill.com. So having shared that with you tonight, I want to welcome you, and I know it's Valentine's Day tomorrow. I want to wish everybody happy Valentine's Day, and if you're missing a loved one, just know Mama Joyce loves you, and even more so, Jesus loves you very, very much. I watched a movie today. It was called Born to Win, and I suggest you guys watch that movie. It was really a tremendous, inspiring, and encouraging movie. You know, we can go through a lot of things and wonder where God is a lot of times because we don't understand all of his ways or why he does things or how he does things, but it's a trust issue, and the more that you get to know God and his son Jesus Christ, the more you learn to trust him, and his attributes and characteristics draw you in because he is just pure love. God is love, and I hope that you guys will check out that movie, Born to Win. Leon is a wonderful pastor in South Africa, and he just is so inspiring what he's been through. He's been hurt deeply and became bitter, and God saw him through. He turned to God and oftentimes didn't understand, just like Mama Joyce. There was times in my life I didn't understand where he was or why I was going through the things I did, but I'm able to turn around and help somebody else and offer them hope. And that's what it's all about, folks. No matter what you go through, he is with you. He loves us very, very much, deeply, more than we can love anybody, you know, our sons, daughters, whatever, and he has a deep love for us. He understands our pain and suffering, and he's with us every step of the way. May not deliver us from it, or may after a while he may, or however he chooses to do it, but we need to trust him and love him, and he will see us through it. And I'm a living example of that, and so is Leon on Born to Win, Pastor Leon. So having said that, I do want to play a song for you. And, you know, a lot of people are hurting, especially around this time of the year. And I love Third Day, and they sing Cry Out to Jesus. And I hope this really ministers to your heart.
Everyone who's lost someone they love long before it was their time. You feel like the days you had were not enough when you said goodbye. And to all other people with burdens and pains keeping you back from your life, you believe that there's nothing and there is no one who can make it right. And there is hope for the helpless, yes, for the weary, and love for the broken heart. And there is grace and forgiveness, mercy and healing. He'll meet you wherever.
wonderful. And you know, there's been many times that Mama Joyce has cried out to Jesus. You know, he hears our prayers. He receives our prayers. His heart gets broken too. He looks down on this earth. He created a world with love in it and beautiful trees and animals, and we have ruined it. We've polluted it and have such pestilence and disease. You know, it breaks his heart, and all the people who choose to do evil and horrible things, it breaks his heart. You know, and if you think that he doesn't know what it's like to lose a child, you're wrong. Because God lost Jesus to the world and had to watch him be spat on and tortured and killed. You know, and there's nothing more hurtful than losing a child, truly. You know, of course, we lose our loved ones, you know, our husbands and wives and children and everything. But, you know, we just need to be more mindful and sensitive and compassionate with people, you know, especially those who have have loved ones that have passed on, especially around this time of the year. You know, if you're alone, may I suggest that if you're able to go to the convalescent homes or go to special needs places for the adults or the kids and volunteer and make yourself useful and be a blessing, because there's a lot of people in our world, folks, today that are lonely, and they're just kind of forgotten and slip through the cracks, and they need to be loved and heard and listened to and encouraged and hugged. Sometimes they need a hug. You know, I've worked in convalescent homes, and when I was able, I went and visited a lot of the convalescent homes, and I did volunteer work at the Down Syndrome Center. And I also had a paying job as a teacher for the Down Syndrome adults, teaching them independent living skills. They were my angels, and never did I have a better job or career than that. For 16 years, I faithfully was there to help guide them, and actually they were just the most loving, unconditional, loving, precious ones that you could ever know. They're very resilient and very sweet, and it's just really important that you find a niche, find something that you're good at, that you makes you feel good and happy. Maybe you could play a musical instrument, or maybe you could sing or read a book, and go and help somebody else, and it takes away a lot of the loneliness. If you're homebound, there's a social media at your fingertips. You know, you can go on Facebook, or you can go into Christian chat rooms, or Twitter, as you know, a lot of people are doing, and hook up with you know, people there and talk to them and pray with each other. Mama Joyce has been given a gift of prayer, and I always like to include that in my show too. So towards the end of the show tonight, if you have any prayer requests, please feel free to call in at 1-347-850-1527. And I would be honored to pray for you and lift your petitions up to the Lord for him to receive. Also, I want to say again to please support HopeMill.com and Pearl Huber. Her efforts are relentless. She's just so selfless, and she loves to serve those who are hurting in our community and does such a beautiful job at it. She's got a beautiful heart and loves the Lord. And I also want to do a little shout out to her, because she's a little under the weather like Mama Joyce here, and I hope that, you know, she gets better and her family. And all of you who are experiencing all this throat thing and congestion and whatever it is there, we'll be praying for you tonight, that's for sure. But do remember, HopeMill.com. www.mamajoyce.com and see what you could do about checking them out, seeing what their needs are, and meeting some of those needs. I don't care who you are in this world, you can do something to ease a burden of somebody else, even if it's just a hug or listening to them. So please keep that in mind, folks. I want to play another song for you. And we all need the Lord, we really do. And, you know, this is a very special song about God's love and how we need Him. And I hope you'll enjoy it.
My righteousness.
Absolutely, we do need God, you know. You know, I myself am going through a little bump in the road, shall we say, at this time. And, you know, I've been, during this time, I've been drawing even closer to the Lord because I've seen him work in my life and transform my life over the years in such a way that I know he would never forsake me or leave me. Like I say, I may not understand some of his ways or the purpose right now. And some of the things I don't even like, I'll be honest with you. I confess that to him. He understands. He's my best friend. And I love him dearly. And I know that he hears my prayers when I pray for others. I've asked people to pray also for others. When I have on my show, there's the Bohammers that need prayer. The wife is having mini strokes, Mrs. Bohammer, and Mr. Bohammer, Barry, was in a car accident, and he's recovering, but he still needs our prayers as well. He's going to be out of work for several weeks. And he's a senior citizen, but he's still working. He could retire, but he chooses not to and loves the Lord. He just loves the Lord. So we want to lift them up in prayer. And also, Monica has lost her husband. A dear brother in the Lord of mine, Stephen, has gone home to be with the Lord. You know, so there's a lot of people who are hurting right now. And, you know, we just want to love them and pray for them and pray with them. Not just for them, but with them. You know, make yourself available to those who are hurting around you. If you see somebody that is maybe, you know, not themselves, they might be going through something, they're not able to express it. You know, put your arm around them and let them know that you care and, you know, make yourself available just to listen to them even. You know, maybe they need to be listened to or, you know, heard. A lot of people are so busy in life and that we live, you know, miles apart from each other. But there's still ways that you could take time out of your life and be a friend and be considerate and compassionate. Jesus made sure, you know, even for the least of these, he said in his word, when you do it for the least of these, you're doing it unto him. And when we ask for bread, does he give us a stone? If we ask for a fish, does he give us a serpent? Of course not. He gives us the very best when we ask him. So it is, my precious listeners, when you see somebody who's hurting, whether it's a veteran or homeless person or elderly, don't give them something that's tattered and torn or outdated or soiled or broken. Instead, give them the very best, the way Jesus would. Otherwise, it's like a slap in the face. You know, the mindset is, well, they should be happy to get whatever they get. And that is stinking thinking, as far as I'm concerned. And I think we need to be more loving and compassionate and give the very best. So, you know, I hope that you're encouraged and inspired to do that. Like I said, when you help others, it doesn't always have to take money. It could be your time, you know, or it can be you playing a musical instrument or reading a book or, you know, making maybe some food, you know, and visiting our local firefighters and dropping off some confections and donuts or something and let them know that you, you know, appreciate what they do once in a while. They love those Krispy Kreme donuts. Mama Joyce knows that. So I just wanted to share that with you again to encourage you to become involved in reaching out and helping our fellow man and woman and child and just loving them into the kingdom of God. Because like I said, God is love. He deeply cares for us in ways we can't imagine because we're so limited in our human form here. And, you know, when we get to go home with him, that's forever. eternity, and it's a beautiful thing, and no more pain and suffering. So having said that, I do want to play this wonderful song by Jeremy Camp, There Will Be a Day, and indeed, that's what we look for, folks.
Try to hold on to this world with everything I have, but I feel the weight of what it brings and the hurt that tries to grab. The many trials that seem to never end, His word declares this truth, that we will enter in this rest with wonders anew. But I hold on to this hope and the promise that He brings. There will be a place with no more suffering. There will be a day with no more tears, no more pain, and no more fears. There will be a day when the burdens of this place will be no more. We'll see Jesus face to face, but until that day, we'll hold on to You away. I know the journey seems so long. You feel you're walking on your own. There has never been a step, but you've walked down all alone. Troubled soul, don't lose your heart, cause joy and peace He brings, and the beauty that's in store outweighs the hurt of life's sin. But I hold on to this hope and the promise that He brings, that there will be a place with no more suffering. There will be a day with no more tears, no more pain, and no more fears. There will be a day when the burdens of this place will be no more. We'll see Jesus face to face, but I'm that day, we'll hold on to You always. I can't wait until that day, where the very one I've lived for always will wipe away the sorrow that I face. Oh, the touch of God to rescue me from a life of shame and misery. Oh, this is why.
You know, it's so important. There will be a place. You know, that's what gives us hope, is spending eternity with God, that we're here for such a short time. And it's so important that we make the best of it, you know, and do what we can to add love into this world and the gospel and God and people to build a relationship with God, because he doesn't look at the religion. He looks at your heart. And he desires a relationship with us. He desires for us to know him. You know, I'm just so grateful that I'm given this opportunity to, you know, promote the brotherhood of mankind and God and his son, Jesus Christ, and to use my show to give hope, you know, messages of hope. And I love all of you so much who listen, and those of you who listen, especially in the archives. You know, there's so many times that we hear bad stuff on the news, and even bad things that hit home, and, you know, with cancer and everything that affects our lives. But if we didn't have the hope with God, we would be totally lost, you know, and to spend eternity. Imagine spending eternity separated from God. It's a heart-wrenching situation to even think that. But that's why it's important that I hope that the people who listen to my show will be encouraged and inspired to get to know God and build a relationship with him, and to get into the Bible and read the Word and find out his characteristics and attributes, what a loving and merciful God he is. You may not understand it. Like I said, you may go through things and wonder where he is and be angry and hurt. But he's there with you, right there with you, and he will see you through it. And we have the hope to be with him in eternity, you know, and no more pain and no more suffering. I do want to, at this time, I do want to say some prayers. And I'm going to lift up everybody I could think of, and those who need prayer, that I don't know your name or what you need, God does. And I will most definitely be lifting you up as well. I don't have to know your name or even you. All I have to know is there's a need, and ask God to meet that need. But before I do, I want you to please support, once again, HopeMill.com with Pearl Huber in Woodland Hills and Encino and California. And please see what you could do about supporting their valiant effort in helping the homeless over the years. Such a tremendous heart for these precious ones. And, you know, they have done this for years, and they need our help. Everything is by donation. So that's HopeMill.com. Please check out their website and see what you could do to become involved. God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, we lift up the Bohammers to you and Keller's cousin and all those who are affected by cancer, all of our loved ones who are need salvation, all of our precious veterans and military, and all of the persecuted Christians in the world, and our firefighters as well, and their loved ones, and our first responders. And Lord Jesus, all of them who are needing prayer, I know there's Karen that needs prayer, and Terry, and so many of the people that I know. I can't remember everybody's name, but I know they need prayer. And God, you know who they are, Greg and all of his family, and you know, John and Jeremy and Tyler and Jonathan, you know, all of our precious ones, Father, and Cynthia, my sister, my son, Eric, and my uncle, my cousins, all of my loved ones and all of your loved ones and all those who need prayer tonight. I lift them up to you, Father, and I ask that you reach from heaven and transform their lives and Holy Spirit, descend upon them and draw them near to you. We don't want anybody not to be saved, Father, and we just pray for those who need salvation especially, and that they open their hearts and minds to receive what you have to offer, and that they feel your presence and your concrete love in their lives, Father God. Thank you for the opportunity to come on this show and glorify you. Thank you for giving me an opportunity to promote the brotherhood of mankind and bring hope and love back into the world, Father. And I ask that you meet every need of these precious ones who are troubled or hurting or deficient in funds or health or relationships, and be with them, Father, and place it on our hearts to be a blessing and to know how to be a blessing to others, Father. Use us, Hineni, Father. We are here. Use us. And we praise you and give you all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. So consider yourself prayed for. Know that all of you are lifted up to prayer. I may not have mentioned your name, but like I said, whatever need you have, whether it be health or finances, relationships, homes or cars, notes, whatever it is, God knows what they are, and I've lifted them up to him. You know, a lot of times, folks, we feel like we're worn out in this world and weary. We just try so hard. But when we come to the end of ourselves, and we realize God is in control and we let go and let God, that's when he works mightily. He doesn't force himself on us, and he waits till we're out of his way and till we throw up our hands and say, okay, I'm done, I give up, and then that's when he steps in. So keep that in mind. If you keep on spinning your wheels and nothing's happening, or you know, you pray and pray and pray, he's got a perfect time and way to answer you and bless you. But trust him enough to work it all together for your good, like it says in Romans 8:28. So this song I'm going to play is called Worn by 10th Avenue North. Isn't that beautiful? And, you know, we are worn. A lot of times it's very, very difficult, very difficult, very challenging. But, see, that's why we need God to see us through. I wouldn't have been able to at all go through half the stuff that I went through unless I had my relationship with God. You know, even when I didn't know God, even as a child, I wasn't raised knowing God. But I was drawn to him at a very early age. I know he has a plan for my life. I've really have a heart to serve. That's why I'm here. My purpose is to serve God and bring love back into the world. And he is a God of truth and justice. And I know we might be going through things that there is. You feel there's no justice and the truth isn't being brought to the light. But trust him. He's got a way to do it. He really does. He has a way to do it. And, I mean, if I didn't go through the things I went through over my lifetime, some of the times, like I said, I wasn't sure, you know, where he was in it or why it happened, the purpose, until later in life. It was so that I could offer someone else going through something that I did and give them hope, you know. So I'm hoping that my stories and my music encourage you and that you will be listening whenever I do a show. I don't do one every Saturday, but I do as often as I'm able. And I hope that you will take the time to be involved with HopeMail.com if you're in Southern California. And that you will go to HopeMail.com once again and see what you could do about supporting them. Even if you're not in Southern California, they do a great work for our precious homeless and veterans that are on the streets. So I would ask that you, if you're in a position to please, you know, donate to them. I only have a few minutes left on the show, but I do want to thank all of you who come tonight and who are in the archives. Know that I love you. I pray for y'all every day. And once again, please see the movie Born to Win. It's just an inspiring, encouraging movie. And someday I hope to hear from Pastor Leon. And, you know, I just want you all to know I love you very, very much. And I appreciate you, and I pray for you, and may God bless you abundantly, and may you know God's love for you and presence, and may you develop an intimate relationship with God and His Son, Jesus Christ. Having said that, I'm going to take us out with We Are the World. Indeed, remember that back in the day? We are the world. We are the children. And we just want to make this world better and have God use us. So God bless you all. Be safe. Happy Valentine's Day. And Mama Joyce loves you.
God's great big family and the truth.